This is Jordan Secular. Today on the broadcast, we'll talk about the educational aspect of our upcoming trip to Israel.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
J. Secular Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, your host, Jordan Secular.
I will fight for the right to live in freedom. Yeah.
Hey, welcome to J Secular Live. This is Jordan Secular. We're taking your phone calls. Encourage you to call in today. We're discussing Israel, the Middle East. It's an important day, the 60th anniversary. President Bush in Israel, Tony Blair, and many other dignitaries from across the world are there in Israel right now celebrating the 60th anniversary of the founding of the State of Israel. And some interesting comments came out of President Bush, some which are making controversy right now. I'll read you the comment, and we want you to call in to talk about it. 1-800-684-3110. He said this at the big 60th anniversary event today. Some seem to believe we should negotiate with terrorists and radicals as if some ingenious argument will persuade them that they have been wrong all along. We've heard this foolish delusion before. As Nazi tanks crossed into Poland in 1939, an American senator declared, "Lord, if only I could have talked to Hitler, all of this might have been avoided." We have an obligation to call this what it is, the false comfort of appeasement, which has been repeatedly discredited by history. That was the president's strong words today against trying to negotiate or speak with these terrorist groups in countries that are now controlled by terrorist groups, groups like Hamas, of course, Iran, which funds Hezbollah, one of the largest terrorist groups now in the midst of an almost civil war in Lebanon. The president had very strong words. And interesting, though he mentioned no candidates by name, Barack Obama took that as a slam against him, and he's now made statements saying that he can't believe the president said that. He's taking issue with Bush foreign policy. We'll get into that on the program as well today at 1-800-684-3110. What do you think about what the president said, that to negotiate with terrorists and radicals is not going to do a thing? We should not do that. I mean, do you think we should try to reach out to these groups, or do you agree with the president? Call us, 1-800-684-3110. That's what we'll talk about in the program. But of course, the focus of this week has been our upcoming trip to Israel. We're leaving just about a month. So about a month from now, you can wake up in Jerusalem with us, the ACLJ. And we're going to talk about a few different things on the program today. One part of the trip we wanted to talk to you about was how Regent University's School of Law is involved with the ACLJ's trip to Israel. You'll be interacting with Regent Law students. You'll be able to be in some of the classes. So Professor Skip Ash is here with us today from Regent Law. He's also an attorney with the American Center for Law and Justice to talk about what the students will be doing and then how you can be involved with those efforts as well. So you come back from Israel extremely educated in all the political and legal issues, and of course seeing all of the biblical and religious sites as well. That is one aspect of our trip that is truly sets it apart from all others. And let me go through the information again. Remember, folks, we are down to the last few days where you're going to be able to sign up to join us on this trip. So this is what I encourage you to do. We have a number you call to get information about the Israel trip. If you're ready to book your trip now, you can literally do that for you and your family if you're taking a guest with you. In just one phone call, they'll book your trip and everything will be figured out. And if you just think you need a little bit more information, more pricing information, most of it's at aclj.org. But if you need more specifics, you can call that number as well. As long as you call this week, you will have the possibility of being added the next few weeks ahead before we go to the trip. But by the end of this week, if you have not called, gotten your name down as someone interested, it's going to be very tough, folks. So I encourage you, if you have thought about being in Israel with us this summer, waking up in Jerusalem after you leave the United States, I want you to call this number right now, 1-800-662-5406. That's the number for our Israel trip. I encourage you, go to aclj.org. We actually have the full schedule up online, and we change it all the time. We've updated it. It is packed in, but I want to let those know who may be older that we've had calls from seniors to come in and said, you know, I thought it was going to be too packed in for me, but I went and it was fine, because we do build in times. Remember, on that sheet on at aclj.org, we don't have all the breaks built in there. That's just what you're going to be doing each day. But I encourage you, check that out. And if you're ready to make the trip, or you need more information, I'm encouraging you got to call right now, because we're running out of time. So call 1-800-662-5406. We want to be with you in Jerusalem in just a month from now. 1-800-662-5406.
It's a very special time in Israel. The nation is marking a milestone, its 60th anniversary. The celebration comes at a critical time, though, as Israel continues to defend itself against terrorist organizations, Hamas, Hezbollah, while keeping a watchful eye on the ever-increasing threat from Iran. As Israel celebrates its 60th anniversary, the American Center for Law and Justice wants you to send a very powerful message to the Israeli government. America stands with Israel during this time of crisis. The ACLJ knows that the time to support Israel is now. Sign on to the ACLJ's Proclamation for Solidarity, showing your support for Israel. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow will personally deliver this Proclamation for Solidarity to Israeli officials. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or you can add your name online at aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C.,
it's one of the most popular Christian radio shows on the air. And ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow takes your questions about the issues that matter most to you and your family.
Let's go to Anna calling from California on line 6. Hi, Anna.
On the broadcast, Jay provides you with the answers you need to protect your religious and constitutional freedoms.
We got a team of lawyers working on this situation. We're going to get a successful resolution.
Now, there's a new and easy way to get the help you need from the American Center for Law and Justice. You can now send Jay your questions and comments via email. Just log on to the ACLJ website at aclj.org, and under the radio section, you can send Jay an email question straight to our radio studios. We want to hear from you. Send us your email questions. It's fast and easy. Send your email questions now. Simply log on to the website, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice, dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. If you called in to 1-800-684-3110, we will get to your phone calls talking about the president's comment today at the 60th anniversary event for Israel, saying that, and I'll just read his comment again directly, folks. He said, "Some seem to believe we should negotiate with terrorists and radicals as if some ingenious argument will persuade them that they have been wrong all along. We have heard this foolish delusion before. As Nazi tanks crossed into Poland in 1939, an American senator declared, 'Lord, if I only could have talked to Hitler, all this might have been avoided.' We have an obligation to call this what it is, the false comfort of appeasement, which has been repeatedly discredited by history." That was President Bush at Israel's big 60th anniversary event for all of the dignitaries. So we're going to take your comments on that. So I encourage you, if you've called in, we want to keep you on the line. We're going to talk about some the region aspect as well, but we will get to those calls at 1-800-684-3110. Now we're joined by Professor Skip Ash, who's also an attorney with the American Center for Law and Justice. And Professor Ash is going to be leading the effort, the Regent University School of Law program in Israel this summer. I'm actually going to be taking part in that program, as well as about 23 other Regent University School of Law students. And Professor Ash, to tell everyone kind of how we're, you know, we're going to be there a little bit before the ACLJ trip, but we're going to be together a lot, and the people on the ACLJ trip are going to have an opportunity to be in that classroom and to see what's going on as well.
That's exactly right. We're looking forward to this. This is a pilot program. The students are going to be in Israel for 3 weeks, and they're going to be taking 3 credit hours worth of college credit, a case that your father and I are going to be co-teaching on the philosophic and legal bases of the modern state of Israel. And then there's going to be a course by Professor Kikasola talking about the biblical and Quranic bases of law and their theories of law. But we're going to be doing a lot of things, and we're looking forward to the overlap with the tour that's coming in.
Yeah, that's right. And one of the great things about that overlap, folks, is that if you're on the ACLJ tour that arrives on the 17th, that departs on the 7th, June 17th, to land in Israel on the 18th, you're going to be exposed, of course, to my dad, but Professor Ash and Professor Kikasola as well, as they're instructing these students. You'll be along in some of the tours, some of the classes. You'll meet the Regent University School of Law students. So we really have decided last year what we noticed, something in our trip, was that everyone really liked the educational aspect. We weren't sure if people would be as interested in that, but we had a couple of lectures by very important theorists and academics in Israel, and hundreds of people said this was one of my favorite parts of the trip, just learning so much about what I'm seeing. So what we decided to do now was, there's so much to see in Israel, and you see so many things, the holy sites. So of course you have that instruction coming from one angle. We've got my uncle, who's the Messianic rabbi, who really focuses in on that. But then we've also got the political and military sites as well. And in those locations, you really do need experts in those of the law and of politics and the military. And we bring in those speakers, and we're also bringing some from Regent University as well. So you're going to be part of that classroom and part of that atmosphere in Israel. Now, Professor Ash, for Regent and for the School of Law, and of course that's regent.edu, you can find out. But this is the first year we've done the program there in Israel. We're bringing a pretty good-sized group of law students with about 23, 24 students over. They're going to be seeing Israel. And in fact, what we're doing is sending back students from the School of Law who have now, after this summer, will be educated on Israel and will be able to go out and dispel some of the myths that come out about Israel, but they'll also understand the Middle East that much better just from being there.
That's exactly right. We're going to be talking to experts on the ground. One of the highlights, it seems to me, we've already arranged to visit a military court in the West Bank to discuss with military lawyers from Israel on how to deal with terrorism and asymmetric warfare, the very issues that we're now having to deal with since 9/11.
And these are incredible opportunities. I mean, we're in something that Regent University School of Law has enabled its students to have this chance to go to be in the Israeli courts, to talk to Israeli attorneys, the military courts as well. And something I encourage you, if you're going to be part of this trip, you're going to be part of Regent University as well, because you'll see the students, you'll be having dinner with the students, talking to the students in some of the classes with the students. So you're going to, this is a totally different kind of trip than many you've been offered before. And we've even changed it from last year to make that more important part of the trip, that educational aspect. So I encourage you. We're getting down to the final days here, folks. We've been saying on the broadcast all week, but we're telling you the truth. That there are a lot of calls coming into the toll-free number for the Israel tour number, but to get all those calls, to get all those trips booked, if you are interested, you've got to call by the end of this week. I mean, I'm just telling you like how it is. You got to call by the end of this week. Get your name down. Even if you can't make your final decision yet, it's only a few weeks away, but if you can't do that yet, but you are really interested in going, you need to call. And I'd write this number down or call right now if you have the opportunity. 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. You can also go to aclj.org and see the full schedule online, but I encourage you, we're running out of time here, and we've had hundreds of calls come in the past couple of days of people who were interested but had not yet made that initial phone call. So I encourage you, make the call today, 1-800-662-5406. We're going to take some calls as well coming in about Israel. Anita is calling from Kansas on line 3. Anita, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, I just praise God for your program. I was in Israel in 81, in May of 81, when Israel bombed Syria, the nuclear power plant there.
Uh-huh.
And we were staying in a hotel in Tiberias on the Sea of Galilee.
Right.
And the percussions from the bombs hit the hotel at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And we sat bolt upright in bed going, what the heck is going on? And then we read in the Jerusalem Times the next morning what had happened.
Right.
And it was just amazing to be there at that time. Of course, and as everyone says, once you've been to Israel, you're never the same.
And Anita, here's I think your story highlights it all. Of course, the good thing about Israel is the security level, which is sometimes hard to imagine, because even what, like Anita's story, that was what was happening in Syria across the border. Some of the recent news events today, you have to put everything into context, but security has been very good in Israel. And the number one priority of our trip, and anyone who was on our trip knows that, is security. We will not take you anywhere. We're not going anywhere where there's any questions at all. So being with us is very safe. And as Anita said, when you come back, you won't be the same. You're not going to look at your Bible the same way. You're not going to look at the newspaper the same way. And I'll go to Professor Ash, because that's what we're trying to do with these students, is so that they don't, they also come back changed, whether it's reading their Bibles, understanding other cultures in the Middle East, the Quranic law class, understanding what Islamic law would be like and what that's like to live under. When we hear people talking about that, to come back and really do exactly what happens on our tour group. It changes your mind, whether you're a student or a senior citizen. It's going to change your mind for the rest of your life.
That's exactly right. I've been there 8 times. My parents have visited a couple times. We can't wait to go back. I can't wait to go back. Israel is a special place. And when you consider it's so small, and you consider what they've done in 60 years, it's just fascinating. And it's a blessing you'll never get over. And there's something in the air there, it seems to me, that you know, the Lord is there, and it's just really an exciting time.
It is. It's going to be an incredible trip, folks. So I encourage you, if you're able financially to make this trip, to come with family, to come alone. We had people who came alone last year. You don't have to come with a group or come with a loved one. You can go with the trip alone. There will be others there that are doing the same thing. So if you're interested in doing this trip, this is it, though. We're to the final days where you can call in and book the trip. So let me give out the number. Write this number down if you can't call right now. But I encourage you, by the end of this week, you need to make this phone call. If you are right on the edge of deciding to go on this trip, or you're ready to make that decision, literally one phone call, you can book the entire trip. Just one call. 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. At ACLJ.org, we have the full schedule online as well, so that can give you a good parameter of what we'll be doing and what the costs are. But I encourage you, if you're ready to do it, you've heard us talking about it on radio enough, you want to wake up in Jerusalem a month from now, you call 1-800-662-5406. Let's take another call. Daryl's calling from Texas on line 6. Daryl, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks,
my comment is, I'm in total agreement with President Bush in that we should not negotiate with terrorists. That's absolutely stupid. And as far as dividing Jerusalem, the Bible says we shall not do that. And if, should we encourage that, we're only bringing damnation to our own country. So I don't think that that's a real good idea to move forward with that peace accord that they're trying to put together, that peace process they're trying to put together. The only time where this world's ever going to see peace is when the Prince of Peace sets his foot on this earth the second time. That's the only time.
Well, Daryl, I thank you for your call, and I want all of our listeners to know we have strongly on the broadcast and over the air disagreed 100% with that agreement to, or the supposed agreement to try and divide some of Jerusalem. Our opposition to that has been very strong. We've done petition drives on that to keep Jerusalem united. And what's troubling here in the political landscape is that Barack Obama yesterday, you know, we keep bringing this up, but he keeps asserting himself into this debate with more and more comments, because after President Bush made the comment about negotiation and appeasement, never mentioning Barack Obama by name, Obama said he was offended and started attacking the president. So then saying he must have been talking about me as an appeaser and someone who wants to negotiate with terrorists. Barack Obama reasserting himself into these debates. And another problem, Daryl, I think that speaks directly to what you said, is his chief advisor on the Middle East, who is the former U.S. ambassador to Israel, said that there will be no peace without a divided Jerusalem, and that as an American diplomat, he would not look at any plans that did not call for a divided Jerusalem. So that tells you where he's coming from on that issue and where his campaign staff and his advisors are coming from. But I encourage you, folks, get more information about this trip. We have another segment left. We'll talk about it. 1-800-662-5406 or ACLJ.org.
It's a trip you won't want to miss, a trip of a lifetime to Israel. Join the American Center for Law and Justice in this unique 10-day visit to the Holy Land, June 17th through the 27th.
You're going to see the biblical sites. You're going to go to the border of Lebanon. We'll meet with the Israeli Defense Forces, military leaders, educational, academic leaders. You're going to see a tremendous insight as to what's going on in the Middle East.
Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this life-changing trip, but you must make your reservation soon, the deadline May 15th. You'll visit the historic and holy sites in Israel and meet with top government leaders and military experts. Stand with Israel by standing in Israel, June 17th through the 27th. Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this unique trip to the Holy Land. The deadline for reservations, May 15th. Call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406, or online at ACLJ.org. Make your reservations for Israel today. It's a very special time in Israel. The nation is marking a milestone, its 60th anniversary. The celebration comes at a critical time, though, as Israel continues to defend itself against terrorist organizations, Hamas, Hezbollah, while keeping a watchful eye on the ever-increasing threat from Iran. As Israel celebrates its 60th anniversary, the American Center for Law and Justice wants you to send a very powerful message to the Israeli government. America stands with Israel during this time of crisis. The ACLJ knows that the time to support Israel is now. Sign on to the ACLJ's Proclamation for Solidarity, showing your support for Israel. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow will personally deliver this Proclamation for Solidarity to Israeli officials. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or you can add your name online at aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. We're talking about President Bush's comments. We talked about that, about negotiating with terrorists and radicals and how that's long been a bad policy that America unfortunately engaged in a few times in the past. And then Barack Obama coming out and saying, hey, that comment offends me. Though President Bush didn't name him in that comment, he kind of reasserts himself every single day into this Israel discussion, which has been interesting to me. It's something we tried to stay away from this week while we were really focusing on the trip to Israel. But with Barack Obama, who's a national candidate for office, keeps asserting himself and asserting himself into this debate. And really, as it appears to us, on the wrong side of the debate, with who he's surrounded himself as advisors, and then also the comments he's made and those who are supporting him and his past. So again, folks, we talked about that. We don't want to be completely focused on that, but if you do want to discuss that, call us at 1-800-684-3110. The focus of this week has been our trip to Israel. It leaves June 17th. That's the ACLJ trip. We want you to be there with us. We want to be in Israel. The ACLJ team will be there. Professors from Regent University, ACLJ attorneys will be there, touring with you, speaking with you, learning with you, and then teaching you as well about new things you're going to learn about the political system in Israel, the military, the biblical sites, the biblical understanding. So I encourage you, we are at the final stage of this whole trip. That's why we're doing this week. I know it could get a little tedious, but we're doing these shows because we want to let everyone know who's listening this week that this is it. You're at your final, at the final point of making your decision here. So if you are at that point where you just need a little bit more information, or you're ready to make the trip and you're ready to commit to making the trip, you call this number right now, 1-800-662-5406. I think the number is good every day. They answer the phones until about 6 p.m. Eastern time. So if you, whenever you're listening to this program today, you can call. You can call tomorrow. You can call through the weekend. But I encourage you, start making the phone call. Once you are on the line and make that phone call, you can book the entire trip in just that one call. So 1-800-662-5406. But before you call, if you haven't looked at ACLJ.org, we have a full schedule available online as well. Now, today's broadcast, we've been talking about what Regent University School of Law, the program that Regent is doing in Israel. And this is really a pioneering program to take law, American law students, 20 or so American law students, bring them to Israel, into Israeli universities, and teach them the law of both the founding of Israel and Israeli law, as well as Quranic law. And Professor Skip Ash is with us today from Regent University School of Law. He's also an attorney with the American Center for Law and Justice. And Professor Ash, we talked about kind of the outlining of bringing the students there, but specifically these classes are really going to focus on two major areas, the founding of Israel and then modern Israel, the legal documents along with that, the proclamations, the Balfour Declaration, all these important documents. And folks, you're going to learn about these as well. And then the other class is going to be a totally different angle, which is Quranic law, which is the law that governs so many, in some shape or form, in so many of the Islamic countries that border Israel. So these are going to be two very in-depth classes, and we're going to really expose the students to a wide range of issues. But so when they come back, they're going to be specialists in an area of law that in most law schools you'd never have a chance to do.
I think that's right. For instance, with Professor Kikasola, he teaches biblical law here and Quranic law in the law school here, and he is taking a course this summer where he's going to compare the bases of law from a biblical perspective and a Quranic perspective. That's something most of us would never get anywhere else.
Right.
And then your dad and I are going to be teaching a course that evaluates and discusses the bases of the modern state of Israel. Your dad's going to be talking about the rise of Zionism, the pogroms in Russia and Eastern Europe, the rise of anti-Semitism, how we get to the whole issue of the need to come back to Zion, this whole need to establish a Jewish state. And then I'm going to pick up after the Balfour Declaration, go through World War I, go through the mandate from the League of Nations and so forth, up through the Independence War in 1948, and then discuss some of the issues that have taken place since Israel, modern Israel, has come back into existence. And it promises to be a great time. Plus, we'll have local experts from Israel coming
right.
in to address us.
Hey, right. I mean, that's something. I mean, as Israel celebrates its 60th anniversary from that War of Independence in 1948, that's what the celebrations are this week. That's when President Bush made these comments that we're discussing over the broadcast as well. It is important, folks. The whole trip is incredible, but you're going to be, if you're going on the trip this summer or you're thinking about it, you're at the final stage, you're going to be integrated with the students there, coming to some of the classes. You're going to have your own classes as well, and professors coming in from the University of Haifa and Hebrew University and other academics in Israel, military leaders and political leaders as well, former ambassadors, those at all levels, from diplomats to those who are on the front lines in the battle in Israel as we speak. You're going to hear from all of them. You're going to have lunch with Israeli soldiers. You're going to talk with the soldiers. You're going to understand on all aspects, whether it's the northern border with Lebanon or the Golan Heights in Syria or the West Bank or Gaza. You're going to understand geographically where you are, politically where you are, and then militarily and defense-wise how this all fits together. And then we're going to give you a different aspect of that, which is to learn about some of the law and what law governs and those things. So I encourage you folks, if you have not made that decision but you are close, this is going to be an incredible trip, a great opportunity. You're going to get to be there, different than last year's trip because of the Regent University presence as well, which is going to be a fun time and an interesting time to be around a lot of young people who as well from the Regent University School of Law. I'm doing the program. I know my dad is interested too. He's going to be sitting in on a lot of those classes as well because he wants to learn more about so many of these in-depth issues that really nowhere else would you get these kind of classes, like Professor Ash said, the comparison class between Quranic law and biblical law and those bases. Where else but Regent University would you get to take that class in Jerusalem, in Israel? So I encourage you, if you are at the final point, you're thinking about making that trip, call this number, write it down. We really need you to get in the system by the end of this week at 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. You can also go to aclj.org to get more information, but I encourage you folks, the time is right to call at 1-800-662-5406. Let's go back to the phones. Amelia is calling from Illinois on line 5. Amelia, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Thank you.
You're on the air.
You can't... I'm going to turn my radio
down. Yeah, you got to turn your radio down.
Okay, there we go. There's no talking to the people who want to split Jerusalem. They did it at the Gaza Strip. They said they would be peaceful. They lied. It's out and out lie. We went from a peaceful Gaza now to people attacking Israel. Iran has said they want to just eliminate them from the face of the earth.
Right.
How can you talk to people like that? And I do believe that if we try to split Jerusalem, if we stand behind that, Father God is just going to, he's going to have, we're going to feel it in America.
Well, the American people I think people who are deeply concerned about this issue do not support dividing Jerusalem. And these peace talks, some of these negotiations like what went on in Annapolis and all of that, so many of these have gone on and nothing really happens because at the end of the day, the Israeli people don't want to divide Jerusalem either. And there's different discussions on what is dividing Jerusalem mean and what is Jerusalem and what's not. But when it comes down to giving land back, it's not going to make things peaceful. It's going to make one group more envious of the other again. And to see how those terrorists, like you said, Amelia, Hamas taking over now, the governing party in control of Gaza, the West Bank, very, very weak government there with Fatah, who is the more moderate Palestinian government, but to call them moderates is very difficult unless you're looking at it from that Middle East perspective. And then look at what's going on in Lebanon right now with an almost civil war between Hezbollah, a terrorist group supported by Iran, and the more moderate government there. So there are so many issues going on in Israel. I know we're running out of time on the show today, but I encourage you, folks, if you want to learn about these things, you want to understand your newspaper when you pick it up in the morning, because every single day there's an article about the Middle East and Israel. If you want to understand your newspaper more, if you want to see your Bible a completely different way, because you can then picture almost everything you read in the Bible, you're going to have a picture for now. Of all the major stories in the Bible, you're going to understand the towns, you're going to see Caesarea, you're going to see these places. So folks, I encourage you, if you want the Middle East to come alive for the rest of your life, in your mind when you read these stories and discuss these stories, whether it's from the Bible or the political news of the day or this program when you listen to Christian radio, I encourage you to make this call right now. Join us in Israel this summer. Just a few weeks away, we'll be all waking up in Jerusalem together. So call 1-800-662-5406. 800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406 to join us in Israel next month.